Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, coming to you live from the past.
Hey, handsomes, do you sometimes wish Jackson could DM for Adam and Cass? Well, do I have news for you. Following in the footsteps of mine and Douche's journey in Dinosaur Park, we're releasing Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land, to all Sans Pants Plus members January 1st, 2020. All you have to do is sign up to SansPantsPlus.com at any level from now until January 31st, and you'll get access to the complete playthrough New Year's Morn. Get in quick, because come February, it'll be only available to Sans Pants Kings. So, just head to SansPantsPlus.com today and sign up so you can enter the new year listening to the terrible atrocities that Adam and Cash unleash onto an unsuspecting dinosaur land.
Welcome to Season 1, Episode 24 of Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult. As I pull away, I look him in the eyes and say, I hope you find her. She'll be lucky to have you.
Oh, I'm sure I'll find her. I've been in hairier spots than this before.
I smile and run off, chugging the second health potion.
If you'd only been here moments earlier, you might have been able to stop this. Unfortunately, they are now going to die. There's nothing you can do. You just can't get there in time. The northern wall is buckling, and with further force, will collapse, destroying one of the fort's walls. The shield guardian slowly turns about and sees it's the objective that it's been working towards for the past 20 minutes. You, Pop, and Cepeda are the first ones on the tower, and you see the broken, bloody body of Firebeard and the other guards here. You see they took, in their death, they took double their number in zombies to kill. Your spike growth shreds the zombies as they try to spill through the gateway or through the holes made in the wall, but it doesn't stop the giant dinosaur zombies, and half of his body tumbles over the other side.
Half. I have a brief moment of, oh no, followed by another very brief thought of, at least he was already injured.
Vaughn looks down at the little swaddled in leather blue thing. He hears the words, thank you. Tiffany, you've just been saved by Vaughn punching an ankylosaurus into the air.
Do that to all of them, Vaughn!
Vaughn does not listen to masters, not commands.
Does he say that?
No,
he doesn't talk.
He can't.
I think I have to come to you now.
There's also the ankylosaurus raging in the back.
Wait, didn't Vaughn kill it by standing on it?
That was a fourth one.
Oh my god, Adam.
The ankylosaurus swings again at you, Pop, but this time you completely drop down until you are prone, lying on the ground, and you feel the wind rushing over you. It's Tiffany and Cepeto's turn.
See, what I could do is run straight for the last ankylosaurus. But what
Cepeto looks unsure. He's staring up at the giant metal man, and you can tell he doesn't know if it's friend or foe.
Oh, he'll help us. Thank you, Vaughn. I think he's here to protect me, so wherever we go, he will follow and he'll make sure we don't get hurt, so stick by me. Sister Sias. Did she hear that as well?
Sister Sias is aware that the Shield Guardian is not hostile. She doesn't seem to acknowledge that she's listening to you. She's looking beyond you and beyond Vaughn at the giant holes in the northern wall. Plugging it up with the thorny branches has slowed and stopped some of the zombies, but one of the holes is just spilling zombies into the fort. The defenders here are losing.
How far away is... Can I get there in a turn?
You could get there in a turn, yeah.
Sister Saya, Cepeto, stick with me! And I bolt for Pop.
Okay.
You screaming, Pop. Tell him what to do! Tell him to clobber the zombies! He won't listen to me!
Do I hear that? Yes? Yes.
Probably not over the din of the battle. Sorry. Oh, no, Tiffany gets to you, so then she can just tell you, yeah.
Cool.
It's Sister Sias's turn. She doesn't follow you, Tiffany. She starts sprinting towards the gaps in the wall.
If I follow her, I'll die. So I...
It's okay.
I die another way inside and keep following.
Pop and Quasha.
So are they with us yet? Not yet.
No, Tiffany's with you. Cepeto behind.
And Vaughn.
Hey, yo, big fella.
Oh, no, Vaughn used his turn already. So it's your turn, which is also Vaughn's turn, which is also Quash's turn.
Yeah.
But Vaughn is still back at the medical tent.
Yeah. So it'll be, by the time I finish this turn, he'll have arrived to us.
Yes, unless you want him to move somewhere else.
But Tiffany's there.
No, I'm here with you.
So Vaughn will follow Tiffany.
Yeah,
no other orders.
What I mean is, Tiffany's arrived. I've seen she's safe, so I therefore know that Vaughn has helped because she has said, "Tell him what to do."
Maybe as you turn around, you can see you don't see it landing, but you see the Ankylosaurus falling in the distance.
That's my boy.
Please tell him to use the dinosaurs to kill all the zombies. They're still breaking through the back wall.
Vaughn, go to the last one of these big fellas. Use it like a club, son.
Help and kill the zombies, just the zombies. Please tell me just to kill the zombies.
Kill just the zombies.
Vaughn looks at you, Pop, and you. His blank expression. He doesn't really have a face, so of course every expression is blank. He says nothing, but he does turn around and start stomping towards the rear of the fort.
All right. My commanding him isn't my turn, though, is it? Is it?
No, it's a free action.
Sick. All right, well, I'm going to just now fucking kill this big boy.
All right.
Am I still lying down, Adam?
You had to get up, but that just takes all of your movement if you don't want to be axed, if you don't want an attack on you.
I was going to go for its supple belly.
You could do that as well if you want
to. Go for its supple belly. Let's split his zombie guts open.
You scramble until you're underneath it and you start slashing and swiping and attacking at it, but its underside is just as armored as its top.
Fucking
sick. And you score no good hits. You don't have enough room to move your arms. Quasha throws a ball of fire down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let me guess. It washes over the back of it and does nothing, Adam.
He deals 3 points of damage.
What a joy.
Cool.
Out of all the people in my party, I hate him more than Artis.
Do you know what? No wonder he asked for help. Couldn't do it himself.
He's fucking useless. No wonder Cooper Lou is with him all the time.
Oh my god. Trying to kill us all.
Yeah. What a flask of wine is. It's probably fine.
The Ankylosaurus raises all of its legs and crushes you. You take 15 points of damage.
Oh, you fucking bastard.
Oh no.
I'm still alive, Cass. Guess who has more hit points, you or me? Guess.
Is it me? No!
Tiffany and Sepetto. What do you want to do?
Can I run as far away as I can from this dinosaur and use Witch Bolt?
Yeah, you can be 30 feet from it and you cast Witch Bolt.
Yep.
You miss. Your electricity bounces off the back of its hide.
Cool, good, good, cool, good, good.
Sepetto?
Attack.
Sepetto drives his sword deep into the creature's side. He deals 3 points of damage. Sister Sias is off doing her own stuff.
And she's good, just an update.
Pop and Quasha.
Cool.
Is it still on top of me, Adam?
Yep.
Can I go into my shell?
Sure.
I attack it with it squishing me, though?
You can't go into your shell and attack.
What I mean, though, is...
Oh, yeah, you could still attack.
Okay, right.
You could just barely move your arms.
But I could still hit... Am I disadvantaged, basically?
You would be at disadvantage, yes.
Attacking. I go inside my shell.
All right, cool. You use your action to shell defense. You gain 4 to your AC. You have advantage on strength and con saving throws. While you're in your shell, you're prone. You are already prone. Your speed is 0, and you have disadvantage on dexterity saving throws, and you can't take reactions.
I can come back out as a bonus, though.
Yes.
I come back... I'm kidding.
God.
And Quasha, do some more fireballs.
Another ball of fire washes over the creature's back, dealing 2 points of damage. Then it is its turn.
I'm dead, Cass.
The Ankylosaurus plants its feet into the ground, lifts itself up into the air.
Son of a bitch.
And then just lands down on you. Your AC is 21, which is phenomenal in 5th ed. 21 AC is incredible.
But
it rolled 22.
Oh, you're kidding, Adam.
Do we need to re-roll?
Up to you, Cass. It's your card. And I'm making the coward's choice by making it not my choice.
Re-roll.
It comes down on you. Your entire shell cracks and crumbles just a little bit all around you, but it does not break.
Yes.
Oh, that's so bad. Oh my god, this is such a bad. We need to leave.
Tiffany and Cepetto.
I'm under a fucking dinosaur.
Cepetto turns around to you, Tiffany, and yells, "Fight with me!"
I'm trying! And I do another witch bolt.
He, as you begin to cast the spell, he shakes his head. Draw your sword!
You have green flame blade. It's a zombie.
I'm so sick.
It's just coming after me.
Do or die!
Oh yeah, I jazzed him up pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do, Tiffany?
I can't save him if I'm dead. Witch bolt.
All right. It bounces off its back armor.
Don't and live is better.
Cepetto keeps attacking. Cepetto scores another hit. He deals 7 points of damage. Cepetto is slowly chipping away at the boy.
This is very embarrassing.
Then it is Sister Science doing her own thing. Pop and Quasha.
I'm going to stay in my shell because I just am.
Mm-hmm. Quasha throws another ball of fire.
Yep.
If you want, he could leap onto the creature's back and cast Thunder Wave. That would deal significantly more damage. It could do a lot more, but it would hurt you and it would hurt Cepetto as well.
Not me, because I was smart and say that.
Hey, Quasha, jump off and let's do Thunder Wave, boy.
Quasha.
I'm in a big shell. I'll be fine.
You do not see Quasha, but Tiffany, you do. When Pop yells, "Do something, Quasha!" Quasha stands like a...
You fucking tree wizard, fucking do something.
As if he were about to jump off a diving board, Quasha stands on the lip of the gatehouse platform. He swan dives off it, slams onto the Ankylosaurus's back, gripping any flaw or indentation in the shell that he can to stay atop the creature. And then, whoop, an explosion blasts out from all directions. I just remembered Cepetto is out of range, but you are not.
That's right, I'm in a big shell.
You have to make a, I think it's constitution saving throw.
I get a bonus.
Yes, you get advantage.
Yeah, I do. I'm in a shell. If it was dexterity, I don't have them.
You don't even have the nubs.
You no. Pass and the creature fails.
Good. That's how I like my rolls.
You take 4 points of damage, Pop. That's half the damage that the creature took. It took 8.
Still alive.
And then the creature is shunted 15 feet into the ground. And also into you.
Cass, I've learned something over the last couple of sessions we've done when we've been doing this fight, and that is that don't listen to advice from Adam, because he's Adam.
Oh, I'm so sorry. At 10 feet away. Both you and the creature take another 8 points of damage. You are down.
Cass, I'm dead.
You're not dead. You're just in saving throws. Don't be a little baby.
I'm in a shell. Under an Ankylosaurus, oh, it's, unconscious.
It's dead as well.
Is it dead too?
Yeah, it's dead as well.
Great.
Quasha killed it, but he crushed it into you.
Can you?
Okay.
Question about Vaughn,
yeah.
Adam.
Yeah.
If I get put into saving throws.
He continues to do the last action he was told to do.
Cool, cool. But like, he doesn't be like, oh no, my master.
No, he should have been taking half of this damage.
He wasn't anywhere near me.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let me check the range on that.
He's in at the other end.
Yeah, he went to the other.
60 feet. Yeah, he would have been further than 60 feet. Yep.
Because they would the camp was at least 60 feet away, and then he's another 60 feet away.
Mm. You know, you can store spells in him as well. You could get a healing spell, put it in him, and then he can use it later.
No, we didn't know that.
Yeah.
Should have given him Earth Tremor.
I don't think you can do spell scrolls.
Wait. So I can store... So I could get up on a day, say, Adam, where we weren't going on any adventures and just give him, like, all of my second level spells for the day, and then he can use those spells later?
You can either dictate when he uses it, or you can set parameters for when he can use it.
So what you're saying is, though, Adam, is I could be like, here's a second level healing spell. If I drop below this amount of hit points, Vaughn heals me.
I believe we have established this, but yeah.
I don't remember this at all, but that doesn't mean we haven't established it. I wouldn't have been able to use it anyway because I have no more spells left, but it is good to know into the future.
It's very good to know into the future.
Yeah.
Also,
going to give him Zephyr Strike, make him super strong.
He could cast that on anyone, including himself. Oh, so long as the spell allows that. Yeah. So I think Zephyrus Strike might be self-only. Yeah.
That's all right.
I think he can give it back to you or he can cast it on himself.
So I can give him second level spells, right?
Yeah.
This is, I'm just doing some hypotheticals for potentially later. I can give him, so get up in the morning, give him three of my second level spells, which is all my second level spells.
He can only have one.
All right, give him one of my second level spells. We go through a day. I use up the other two. I use up whatever the other two. We go to bed. I wake up with three. And then I technically have a fourth because Steve, he still has one. Is that right, Adam?
He has one. He's like a extra spell up your sleeve.
Yeah, cool. Thanks. That's all I needed to know.
Very good. Does Vaughn know what's... can he tell in sort of his magical link that something's very bad right now?
He knows that something is wrong. He's aware of what's happening, but he's not intelligent. And he's not been told to do anything about this.
And you're pretty unconscious, yeah?
I'm very unconscious.
Oh, see, that's not good. Because we need to get a dinosaur off of you.
Koopa Louie's pretty strong.
That was Pop and Quash's turn. The dinosaurs are
no
all gone.
I have no idea what's happening. I'm asleep.
Forever. Tiffany and Sepetto.
Move this dinosaur! This dinosaur, sorry.
Yeah, he goes to an alternative school.
Geppetto pushes as hard as he can. He gives it like a big, heavy heave.
Oh, I'm helping too.
All right.
I'm trying to get everyone in the vicinity.
Geppetto is stronger than you, Tiffany. But you're doing all right as well. As the two of you begin to lift, Dragon Bait charges in, slamming in beside both of you, bodily shoving it. Dragon Bait is stronger than both of you combined, and the three of you are able to lift the Ankylosaurus just enough that one of the soldiers and Lieutenant Salhana grab Pop and drag him out from underneath the Ankylosaurus.
Am I still in, Michelle?
Yes. While that's happening, you need to make a saving throw.
Can we stabilize him?
That's one successful saving throw.
Yeah, I'm not permanently damaged forever.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, I am, but again...
Salhana looks at the situation at the gate, and she yells at Dragon Bait and Geppetto to reinforce the gate again. She looks at you, Tiffany, and says, you need to stabilize him or get him to a healing tent. She turns back as the gate looks like it's going to be lost again.
Okay, I'm going to try and stabilize Pop.
All right.
Pop, wake up, Pop, wake up, Pop, wake up, Pop, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Make a medicine check.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
You fail. Pop needs to make another saving throw.
Please.
That's two successful saving throws.
Wonder what I'm dreaming about while I'm unconscious.
I don't know.
I know, but I'm never going to tell you.
Oh, no.
Tiffany, you make another medicine check.
Please, 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 wake
another
up.
Another failure.
Wake up, Pop, please.
Pop, that's a failed saving throw.
Son of a bitch.
Tiffany.
I've lost the leg and all of my skin.
You pass. You manage to, after like an awkward 20 seconds of fumbling around, maybe you pull out, before the fight, Sister Syas gave you a big bundle of bandages, just in case you would ever need it. The bandages are just like whatever they had on hand. Maybe it's like one of Sister Syas's shirts, torn up and strung together to make at least a bandage of sorts. It's like the only clean cloth they had. As you pull it out, it smells slightly of lavender.
Oh my gosh.
You unfurl it, and as you unfurl it, little bits of willow bark stitched in splinter out a little bit, but that's just kind of how it's meant to go. You wrap the bandage as best you can around what you think is his wounds. A lot of parts of his body are open already from his illnesses and previous injuries.
I'm a big cracked shell.
It's hard to tell. He also withdrew into his shell as well. So you're like grabbing arms and pulling them out, grabbing his head, pulling that out, grabbing his legs, pulling those out.
And one of those legs is already fucked.
Yeah, one of them can't go in the shell.
No, one of them can't go in the shell because it's got that brace on it that you built.
Impossible to tell what part of him is actually in need of bandaging. But you bandage as much as you can. You've been given quite a lot of bandages.
I imagine that your shell now looks like a chocolate egg.
Pop, you are not dead, but you have no hit points as well.
Is he conscious?
No, he's not. You need healing.
Oh, you just stabilized me, so I don't need to make saving throws anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm not awake.
Yeah, you're not awake.
Oh, no.
If you give him some time, he'll come back on one hit point, but some time is after the battle.
Is Quasha still there? He's a fucking druid.
Oh, yeah, is Quasha...
Quasha has no healing magic.
He
right
is
now.
The worst magic user.
Druids don't have a lot of healing. And he's used a lot of his magic.
But he's a big tree lover. What do they do?
If you need entangling vines or to speak with animals or a thunder wave or little balls of fire or bark skin, he can help you out. But he can't do... He's not that powerful.
Next time I want to talk to a hummingbird, I'll give him a call. The next time I want to paint with all the colors of the wind, I'll let him know.
So, how's the healing tent looking? Is it still pretty zombie-free?
People are being dragged to the tent, and there are corpses piled there, both zombies and regular corpses.
Well, you killed the Ankylosaurus. Well, Vaughn killed the Ankylosaurus that was going to attack it.
Yes, because I was in danger. So, in a way, we both succeeded. I'm going to start dragging Pop to the medicine tent.
Okay.
Can I do that in a turn?
You can't do that in a turn, but you can do it across several turns. But no one's going to attack you as you do it.
Okay.
You get him to the medical tent. There are acolytes here.
Please, someone just wake him up. We're okay just as long as you get him to wake up.
Oh, so I can tell Vaughn what to do. Oh, this is good, Cass. This is good.
You are on one hit point, Pop.
Oh, that's very rude of yours, having a very magnificent dream.
Thank you all very much. Pop, get Vaughn and get us out of here.
Out of here.
Wait. You're surrounded by bodies, the dead and dying. There's a heaping pile of corpses, mixed zombies and defenders. The pile shifts every now and then, and you can tell that there are still zombies animated on the pile. And as one of the arms reaches out, you can see that it's wearing the colors of one of the defenders. Some of the defenders have become animated dead as they die.
I turn to a... acolyte, healer person.
You better be fucking burning those bodies as quickly as you fucking can.
You can't get an acolyte. There's no, they are swamped. Five of them are... couple are dead. Three of them are trying their best, but there is just nothing. They have, on average, 2 to 3 seconds per customer.
We can't see Vaughn.
Is he done? Is Vaughn done at the northern wall?
What do you mean, is he done? I've been dragging your body. I don't know if he's done. Ask him.
Vaughn, are you done?
I don't know if you get to communicate with Vaughn like that.
Vaughn, if you've done the task I told you to do, come to us now and bring your new club.
You can issue commands, but you can't, like, see through his eyes.
Yeah,
or anything.
That command.
Well, that makes sense.
What did you say, sorry?
I said, if you've done with the task that I've given you, come to us now and bring your new club.
Great. Good.
The tent shudders and you see a giant metallic boot outside through the tent flap.
Get him to get us out of here. We will not survive this.
What do you mean get us out of here? The bloke out there works for the bloke we're looking for.
We can't help if we're dead.
We've got this guy. I don't run. I'm not running away from a fight. I don't do that. That's not...
Well, I can't go back out there.
Well, we don't have to. We have him.
Fine. Okay, cool. That's cool. I can't go back out.
Both of you have noticed that you can't hear anything outside. You can't hear the ringing of combat anymore.
Oh, that can't be good.
Can I call out to the healers? Can they hear?
They're still busy with the people in here, but you can grab one of them. Maybe they've started slowing down as they can tell... that there's no noise outside the tent.
If I stay here, I sort of really sneak over and duck my head out of a tent to figure out what's happening.
Defenders are still on the walls, but they're staring out of the fort. Anyone who has a view out of the fort through one of the many holes punched through it are just staring out. You can see towards the gates where in the distance, Lieutenant Salhana is organizing people putting the gate door back up. Quasha Koopalooey and Dragonbait are standing above the gate door, looking out to the north. And if you gaze around, you can't see Artis Simbra, but you don't have a very commanding view of the area.
Did Flask die in the fight?
You don't know where Flask
fucking hell.
Okay,
what's going on?
One sec. I duck out of the tent and see what I can see. I stay very close to Vaughn, but I try and see what they're looking at.
As you duck out of the tent, you turn around and you can see Artisimber with the archers again. He's staring upwards, like staring at the sky, sort of, almost. It looks a little strange, but you can tell as you maybe walking around, you can see that his eyes have rolled into the back of his skull and he's twitching a little bit. You can tell that he's seeing through the eyes of a familiar, and you can see a speck of white in the air as the white bird slowly circles the battlefield.
Okay. What are the people at the North Gate looking at?
A lot of people at the North Gate are just staring to the north. If you approach one of the holes and look through that, you can see that the zombie horde has stopped. They're no longer progressing in or trying to get into the fort, but it looks like they slowly are shambling such that they are surrounding the fort. The assault looks like it's becoming a siege.
I duck back into the tent. We're no longer dealing with an assault.
Well, that's good. That's good.
We're now dealing with a siege.
Less good. This place was not designed to withstand a siege.
No. The zombies are surrounding everywhere. They're organized.
Yes, that bloke. Mm-hmm. Old mate, witch brains. Fun, can't remember his name.
Old mate, witch brains. I think that's...
Oh, no, he's what's the word? A dead wizard.
Oh, Deathlock.
Deathlock, that's it. A Deathlock who is working for Nasal Drip. Raznazi.
So, Ord Firebeard, the dwarf, is dead.
Yep.
Salhana is organizing the front half of the fort. Breakbone.
He's got a broken bone.
Breakbone is dragged into the medical tent. He is missing an arm. Flask of Wine is dragged into the medical tent. He is badly damaged. They were both destroyed when the Ankylosaurus rampaged through the rear end of the camp.
Is Vaughn still holding the Ankylosaurus?
He's holding a tail.
Ah, good, good.
Okay, good.
It's spiky. It's not really a club anymore. He's just still holding it because he was ordered to.
Vaughn, you can put it down. It's no good anymore.
It hits the ground. Sister Syas is nowhere to be seen. There is still a Bill Waddle in charge of the Cholton tribal warriors.
Right. Yeah.
Bill Waddle and Salhana are organizing everyone as best they can. The defenders of this fort were once 50. Now about 20 are dead and about as many wounded. And now a word from our sponsors. Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that you could hear a cartoon review show about the worst cartoons in history, then do I have news for you. Cynical Cartoons is a show by Mia with a rich list of guests from all across Sanspants and beyond where they, as my dad calls it, waste time when they could be digging another more useful trench. So, if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad has an actual moat around his place of business, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for Cynical Cartoons.
If we want to live, we need to leave. They're making it impossible for us to leave. We need to get Vaughn to take out the leader, because hopefully at least that'll stop all the organization, because we will die. We will die.
Vaughn, can you do me a favor? Can you bring me the head of whoever's controlling these zombies?
Vaughn turns around and starts marching towards an exit. Salhana calls out to you. Pop, stop!
Vaughn, stop.
Your shield guardian, look at it. You look. Vaughn is slowly knitting back together through his regenerative abilities, but it's only just now that you realize that he was nearly destroyed.
Right, this is Blake. In the state he's in, even if I wanted to, we're not going to be able to get out of here.
No.
Stop to grit your teeth and buckle up, Horns. It's going to get rough.
It's going to get rough?
Yeah, it's going to get rougher than it is. It's pretty bad, I admit. We've been in worse.
Do you know much about how long it's going to take for Vaughn to get better?
No.
Breakbone stumbles out of one of the medical tents.
Oh, here we fucking go.
With his remaining arm, he points at you, Pop. He points at Tiffany. He points at Salhana. He points at Dragonbait. He points at Artist Simber. Basically, all the important figures around the fort.
I'm important. That's fucking great.
Command 10. Now. And then he stumbles his way into the command 10.
Let's go.
I follow.
Oh, we'll get out of here.
Just our souls or our bodies too?
No, if that's the case, our souls aren't getting out of here. There's that thing that eats souls, remember?
Yeah, well, they're getting out of this physical place, and frankly, Soulmonger sounds a lot better.
All right, you're a bit grumpy today.
I'm sorry. Do you know how many times I've nearly died?
Do you know how many times I've nearly died?
Yeah, but it's clearly harder for me.
Whatever. Come on.
As you're walking in, Breakbone looks at you. All pretense of like being mad at you has faded. This life or death, dire situation has driven him to not politeness, but to just like fact, matter of fact speech.
It's the way I like people.
A lot faster.
Mm.
Make your shield guardian fix the wall.
All right. Vaughn, fix the wall. But I'm only doing that because it's a good idea, not because you suggested it.
In the command, Breakbone doesn't even pay attention. He just opens the tent flap and lets it close behind him. Pop Mandarin-esque. Inside the command tent, the news is laid out. Flask of Wine is out of commission for this fight. He is gravely wounded, and until tomorrow, he will probably not be able to stand and fight. Cooper Louie and Quasha are both badly wounded, but still able to fight. Quasha is out of magic. Cooper Louie is down to his fists. He lost his spear in one of the dead.
I have one hit point and also no magic.
Yeah.
But I have a Vaughn.
Nearly.
Let's try and inject some hope into our...
hopeless situation?
Yeah, it's pretty hopeless.
Sister Syas, during the fighting, tried to stem the flow through one of the holes in the northern wall. She was dragged outside of the fort by the zombies and has not been seen. She is presumed dead.
I turn to look at Pop and I just stare.
What?
Nothing.
That's not on me. I sent him to help you to help her.
I know.
But?
I want to go.
Where are we going to go? All right.
I don't know.
Fine. What else is the situation in the camp?
Commander Breakbone is sitting in the commander's chair. Rubbing with his one hand, rubbing his brow, he's covered in speckled in mud and blood and dirt and God only knows what other liquids. Listening to anyone who knows anything telling their stories. Slowly through the reports, it would appear that things look quite dire as the zombie horde does not look like it's getting smaller. Breakbone asks, well, then why have they ceased their attack? And Bill Wattle says, from vantage points on the wall, it would appear that they are being reinforced slowly. Trickles of zombies are coming from out of the jungle to collect in their army. I would hazard a guess that he thought he would not be able to make a final push, this deathlock, upon the fort, and he's just waiting to replenish his numbers.
How long you reckon that's going to take?
I don't know, but certainly not longer than 12 hours.
All right, we got 12 hours to get the fuck out of here.
I don't know how. They've surrounded the fort. We could try to make a water exit, but no guarantees there. They won't be able to follow us through the water, and they have no real ranged attacks, but the Deathlock might be able to pick us off on boats.
Well, then.
Also, we would not be able to get everyone out of here on boats. We have four boats, and we could fit five apiece.
If we end up getting in the boats, and then the Deathlock comes for us, at least we have a chance to take him out.
Maybe. Or maybe he smites us from a distance, says Salhana. All the Deathlock needs to do is capsize the boats. Then we're outside of the fort in the water. The dead only need weight on the shore for us to come out of the water. Not an ideal fighting platform.
We swim across the other side of the river. How far was the bank-to-bank ratio? If we get tipped, we just swim to the other side. The zombies won't cross the water.
The zombies will cross the water. If we get to the other side of the water, that's not really the battle. Getting to the other side of the water, yes, we would do faster than the zombies, but the zombies don't need to rest. They would just hunt us down. Outside of the fort, we will be picked off.
What does he want?
He wants this fort wiped out.
What did you do?
We're an affront to him, trying to rid the forest of the dead.
Fair enough. Horns are all out of ideas.
I say we use your space pocket. Hide in there.
I got no magic left.
Oh, we got 12 hours, yeah?
Yeah,
you
but
have
it's
no
not a,
more than 12 hours.
It's not an indefinite. It's not an indefinite space where you can store things. You know, it's very. You know, it's temporary. I think last I checked, when Adam told me when I first tried to use it, it's like an hour or a day.
Yeah, how long is it?
How
long? Rope trick. Rope
little
trick?
Pocket
land. My little Heidi Johnson.
The space can hold as many as 8 medium or small creatures. The rope can be pulled up. It lasts for an hour.
That's not long enough, Adam.
What if, Breakbone says...
No, Adam, I'm not taking advice from NPCs, because so far that's all been bad.
What if we launch an attack?
I mean, we could. That's what I was attempting to do before I got interrupted and called back into this tent.
We don't need to kill the dead.
We should have to kill the Deathlok.
Yes. The Deathlok is not expecting an attack. Not now. But if we sally out, he'll see that. We need a small team of people, good at stealth, who can make their way to the Deathlok, find where the Deathlok is, and kill the Deathlok. That's what we need.
I look at you.
I look at you. Can anybody help us? We've been very injured. We will go, but we need help first.
I mean, I'm pretty good, but as you can
see...
We
have been very injured.
A strong breeze would kill me at the moment.
The tent flap opens and Sepeto steps in. I'll come with.
Attaboy.
Quasha and Cooper Louie both stand up.
You've got my tree.
Dragon Bait stands up. Well, he was already standing up, but he pushes off from one of the supportive struts of the net, looks at you, Pop, and just nods his head. Artist Simber, who was... up until this point, staring into... There's like a small fireplace in the tent. He's been staring into the fireplace this entire conversation. When Dragonbait pushes off, he turns around, gives a sideways glance at Dragonbait that neither of you see, but they have a significant glance at each other. Artist Simber turns around to you, Pop, and says, well, I could think of worse ways to die.
You're growing on me, Simber. You're growing on me.
Gosh, you really must be near death.
He's delirious.
Can anyone help us?
Breakbone looks up at you. Help you with what?
If we sally forth into the jungle in the state that we're currently in, we'll get 200
meters. Not sally
forth,
sneak out.
And then when we get there, we are taken out in one hit.
Sneak out. If you can kill the Deathlok, the dead will become regular dead again, and our walls can stop them.
No. I get what he's saying.
Then all we need to do is wait for reinforcements. There is supposed to be a supply shipment coming in a few days. We can hold out for that supply shipment, and that will be men and replenishments enough that we can handle this. This army is nothing without its brain.
We kill the brain.
Killing the brain's easy. How's Vaughn doing? Can we sort of gauge the rate of...
During your conversation, Vaughn is fully healed. But Vaughn charging in towards the Deathlok would probably die.
Maybe give Vaughn some backup instructions if we start to get attacked.
I was planning to. You want to do this?
No. But we're doing it.
That's the way. I'll do you a deal. We do this. We succeed. I'll do whatever else you like.
Sure. I'll take that agreement. If we come out alive, I'll think of something to use with it.
Great. And thanks for bringing me back before.
Oh.
All right, let's go.
Breakbone stands up looks at each of you and says, he tries to say something several times, but then finally instead he just reaches into his armor and takes off a necklace. On the necklace is a rabbit's foot. He says, I have no need of this, and you don't either, but for what it's worth, maybe it'll help you. And he gestures with it.
I take it and chuck it to you.
I catch it and put it on.
You have a rabbit's foot necklace.
Is it just a rabbit's
foot? You feel lucky.
Ooh, really? Oh, really? Do I?
Sure.
Oh, Adam, that doesn't help, though. All right. Let's... I go over and just have a quiet little just gotta just hang on. I've gotta prepare to talk to Vaughn.
I love Aklan. The accent's just
I basically want to give Vaughn the instruction that he is to stay here and help in any way he can. And I will call for, can I just call from anywhere and he'll come to me?
Yeah, on the same plane of existence.
Yeah, great, 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 great.
Could you tell him to fix the fence? Like,
oh yeah, I've already done that. I told him to fix the fence before.
As you come out, he and the workers here have done their best.
Okay, Vaughn, I know you listen to my commands, but while you're here, I'm going out to do something. You're going to stay here and help. And while you're helping, you're going to listen to any instructions that Lieutenant Silhana, is yes. that her name, gives
That's
you.
Correct.
Give me a thumbs up if you understand.
Vaughn gives you a thumbs up in two swift movements.
Great. And if we're about to die, I'd appreciate a bailout.
Vaughn makes no response, but you can tell that he understood.
It's great to know.
That's good. So we're all out of spells. We're all out of life. We're all out of hope. Let's get into strife.
I like those odds.
As you step out of the tent.
Odds.
Here they are. 1,000,000,000 to 1.
As you step out of the tent, Bill Waddle steps out with you. I'll come with. I know the area.
Then you can lead.
All right.
Tiffany, don't worry. I'm not going to let any of us die. Break one of my rules.
I just sort of smile a little bit.
The rain is coming down so heavily, it might as well be nighttime as you sneak over the fence.
That's helpful.
Do-do-do-do.
Fuck, we have. This is so insane. We are so just dead. Oh boy.
War is hell. Hey.
Why do you think I quit?
Yeah, well, why would you come back? Oh my gosh. You've made better choices in your life, and that's saying something.
Yep. Well, no, I didn't go back to war. War came back to me.
Didn't have to stay.
Is this a conversation we're actually having?
No, I feel like we won't start that conversation because that we both know how it'll go. I'm just sitting here be like, take a leaf out of your book, won't care. Won't care. Just going to look out for myself and I want to be safe. I can't save my dad if I'm dead. I can't do anything to help my dad if I'm dead. That's the only reason I'm here. We've said we're going to help other people. They've not really helped us in any way.
Is this internal or external?
Internal. This is why I'm like, I want to go. I don't want to do anything for these people. Sister Sias is dead. I have no reason to be here.
You know that if we don't kill this Deathlok, it'll make it harder to kill Razan Azee, which is the person we have to kill to get your father back.
Yes, but we can always kill him later, you know? We don't have to die right now.
Is this a conversation you're having?
No.
No. It should be. But it won't be.
We can't start this.
No.
Bill Waddle climbs over the wall and lowers a rope to make it easier for everyone else to climb. Then Tiffany goes over, then Pop, then Artis, then Dragonbait, then Quasha, then Cooper Louie, and then Cepedo bringing up the rear. Cepedo has doffed his armor so that he is lighter and faster on his feet and also does not take a penalty to his stealth checks.
That's good.
That's very clever of him.
You're very stealthy.
Yes. Yes, I am. All my leather is crafted. I've crafted my leather to be optimum stealth.
Is your brand butter horns?
I nod solemnly because that's a first rule of sneaking. Shut up.
On the other side of the wall, you're in the ditch on the southern end. There's not nearly as many dead here. Like on the eastern and northern walls, there's basically so many dead that you could walk down like a sled of them to get to the floor. But here it's only lightly thick.
with the dead. In the muck, in among the corpses, as it rains very heavily, Bill Waddle puts a finger to her lips.
I feel like Bill Waddle's been a man for the every other moment until now.
Well, Bill Waddle has just not really been a big character, has they?
No.
Has they?
Have they?
Bill Waddle gestures for you guys to slowly make your way around the southern end in the ditch. You crawl through the muck and mud. It is disgusting and awful, but it conceals you completely from the dead. You, maybe both of you, at some point, everyone in the group, actually, at some point, out of sheer curiosity, pokes their head over the ditch to look at the dead surrounding the fort, and it is terrifying. It's just a line of dead surrounding the fort, standing unmovingly, shoulder to shoulder, staring intently inward. You feel their eyes raking along you, raking along the dirt, the ditch, and the wall. You are so certain you've been seen, but they do not react.
God, this is terrifying.
This is very stressful.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't speak.
Oh, nothing.
No one says anything.
Yeah.
No one cares to. You keep crawling along the southern side until you're along the western side, and then you start nearing the massive pile of corpses. There's a couple of the big monkey Goralan corpses here as well, because this is where they were fought, on the southern wall, on the western wall, sorry. And as you get to the pile, the mound of corpses, Bill Waddle crawls to the top, or crawls to see over the corpses, and scans the area for what feels like hours before slowly, gently sliding back down to you. Bill Waddle makes several different hand gestures. Pop, they mean nothing to you. Tiffany, maybe your dad taught you hand gestures, like military silent hand gesture slang. You understand some of what's being said.
It's so he didn't have to talk to me in public.
Oh, that sucks. Bill Waddle is explaining how he can see a fire in the distance, and that he reckons that will be where the deathlock is.
We don't say anything, because to do so would be foolish, Adam.
I do a big nod.
Nearly
and
gotcha. Admit it, you were going to say something.
I was nearly
gonna. Yeah.
I do a big nod.
I do a shaka bra.
And I
sometimes all my job is as the DM is to give the players some space to make a mistake.
Like I did in making us go here.
Well, hey, imagine if you'd come to this fort and it would have been completely destroyed. Hmm? Imagine looking for a safe haven and finding just more dead. Good thing you were here for this siege.
Yeah, maybe.
There are some people here you like. Sister Sias, you like. Feel like you're growing on. I feel like Sepetto's growing on you.
Oh, no, I'm going to tell Sepetto to come with us. I also like Lieutenant Salhana, and I want her to come with us, but she won't because she's a lieutenant.
Quite possibly. All right. With Bill Waddle, you start crawling your way through the muck and grass towards the enemy lines.
Like, what's he rolling for? We're not. Oh, yeah, we're sneaking. Oh, no, we're sneaking. Oh, no, it's die. Die for die? No.
Oh, no, no, you can't die for die, die, die.
Die for life. Guys, I'm die for life. I'm die or die.
Everyone is.
I just want, like, knuckle tattoos where it's like, die, and then on this one it just has a die.
All of you are crawling through the muck, except Cooper Louie, who crouches and sometimes stands. Cooper Louie is small, and when he's standing still, he just looks like a bush. It is impossible to tell that Cooper Louie, especially in this heavy rain.
Is it's not nighttime, is it?
No, it's not nighttime. Is anything other than a bush?
Everyone could see me.
You keep creeping your way closer and closer to the enemy lines. Here on this end, the dead are just a thick throng, and you've been making your way, you've noticed, slowly north and easternly. You're not sure exactly what the plan is, because it's just a solid line of dead here, a solid thick line, but you can see light through forest trees in the distance, and you assume that must be where something is happening. As you keep moving north and easternly, eventually you hit the water before you hit the dead. And you start creeping along the embankment, using the natural slope there to inch your way around the dead.
Oh, it's more rolling.
You come very tantalizingly close to the dead. At some points, you actually need to stop and bury yourself a little bit in the mud here as they walk past. You are absolutely, all of you, at risk of a disease or infection. But there's no other way.
Oh, no.
That's right. I know how to cure disease.
Hey.
I can also detect disease. Not at the moment, because I have no spells.
And also, that would involve talking.
Yes.
None of us can cast spells at the moment, even if we could.
See.
It's getting very dangerous now. That you're so close and it's so difficult. At one point, you think one of the dead turns around to look in your direction. As that happens, you hear thunk, 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 thunk. A hail of arrows flies out of the fort, lit in the darkened sky by torches tied to them. You see flaming arrows land among the dead. It does little to no damage. Without Artis Simbra to aim them, they do not score a single kill on any of the dead. They're firing blind and poorly at that. But as they do so, you can feel the throng of dead's attention shift directly towards the fort. And under that cover, you keep moving along. You're not sure whose idea it was from within the fort, but my God, it saved you.
Now we know whose idea it was. It was Selhanus. She's the best. She's great. It wasn't Breakbones.
Yeah, you're going to be shocked when you get back to the fort then.
Tom might be, but Pop will refuse to believe it.
You keep inching your way along until you are behind the dead's lines.
Oh, no. We continue to be quiet and head for the fire.
As you stalk...
I like how you've given us multiple opportunities where we could talk. And, we have not fallen for it, Adam.
It's so sad, but hey, here we are. Bill Waddle stands or like manipulates himself into a crouching position.
What
instead
is Bill Waddle? A lizard?
Bill Waddle is human.
He's a Cheltian.
Yeah.
Wait, for some reason, whenever you say Cheltian, I assume like they're lizard people.
No. Bill Waddle is human. Human as they come. Bill Waddle moves into a crouching position and then slowly stalks forward. With a simple gesture, you all follow Bill Waddle.
What? Every time you've said Bill Waddle's name, I can't get out of my head. Just a stout person waddling along. Doesn't matter what they're doing. They're as wide as they are tall and they waddle. They don't really have hip joints. They just go bloop, bloop, bloop.
They're one of those roly-poly policemen from Naughty.
Exactly. That is exactly what I'm imagining, but little stumpy legs.
Yeah.
Sepeto breaks a branch as you're approaching.
I'm going to break that fucker's neck.
A couple of people look back at Sepeto, who looks towards the horde of dead, but they don't react.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. It would have. He would have died if it wasn't loud.
This is all just not talking.
We're not talking.
No one's talking.
It went
Adam.
Through our head. We're like, I'd kill you if it was silent.
Bill Waddle gives several hand gestures, and you begin to fan out around the fire in a rough semicircle. There are several dead standing here, just presumably as guards, and you see it: the Deathlock. Can our heroes strike a decisive blow against the dead? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.